Welcome back to Bridget Unfiltered, the podcast where we talk about a little bit of everything. Relationships, growing, my messy rebranding, and all those in-between parts that basically nobody else wants to say out loud. I'm Bridget, your former fantasy girl now turned unfiltered voice. And now I get to sit behind my mic and have the conversations that you wish you could have with your friends, your partner, or maybe even yourself. If you're new here, my whole deal is pretty simple. I keep it raw, I keep it funny, and I keep it as real enough as possible so that sometimes you can laugh, sometimes you'll think I'm nuts, and sometimes you'll think, damn, she's talking about me. Let's talk about, how does every man on TikTok and social media right now is suddenly this guru, maybe? You were DMing, sir, 4 or 5 chicks at 2 in the morning, and now all of a sudden, we are talking about all things gratitude and all things masculine and all things traditional about cold plunges, you know? And this one guy was quoting Marcus Aurelius on Instagram. Now, I do myself repost quite a bit, and I know that a lot of people look at me and go, girl, keep your mouth shut. Why are you reposting a Bible hymn if you're showing TNA? I'm not doing TNA. That was like 2 years ago. But still, I guess the stigma is going to stick with me for the rest of my life, and that's okay. But it's like, guys, what happened? Because the shift is there. I can hear it and I can see it daily. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That verse reminds me that real growth doesn't happen through this friction, but through challenges, through these messy parts of life. It's not smooth, it's not instant, but it is necessary. And I have a feeling that all of these pop-ups of such quote-unquote wellness gurus for men is because you guys realized we need help. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling not myself. I'm feeling not like the provider that I want to be. I'm feeling like I'm not the man I want to be. And the collective of you have come out and made it very known. Here's the thing. I love that men are trying. Really, I do. Men's mental health, so important. Self-improvement, sexy. Relationships in 2025, desperately need it. But let's keep it real. Most of this growth is not exactly this hyper-polished version that we're seeing online. It can't be because it's not sustainable. It's messy. It's awkward. And it definitely doesn't look like what we as women have been programmed to see. What is it? Ryan Gosling in The Notebook? No, it's not like that. It's more like the guy that is fighting for his life and trying to fight off a damn panic attack. And ladies, you've seen it. You've dated it. I've dated it. I've seen it. I have friends. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Poor thing. 1 week, he's trying to go maybe into therapy. I mean, I some guys aren't really into therapy nowadays, right? They really are about fixing it themselves. And at least trying to tell you that he's a new man. But the next week, he's raging in the kitchen. It's hard. It's hard to watch because we want to help and we want to be supportive and we want to be his rib and we want to be his partner to help him grow. Because, I mean, growth for men just isn't simple. It's not this steady climb up this mountain. It's like 2 steps forward, 1 relapse, 1 step back, 5 apologies, 4 meltdowns, all while keeping this insanely outwardly perfect man exterior, because that is what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to have it all together all the time. The pressure has got to be insane And if anything from this episode I want you to take away from it is that women like me and women all around the world are listening, are trying to understand, and are wanting to help you be better. One of the biggest questions that I always get is, who do you think you are? And I'm nobody. I'm just Bridget. Actress, performer, what have you. What's unique to me is that I've had over 10, 12 years of conversation, valuable conversation, and thoughtful conversation that, contrary to popular belief, at the rate of my success that I had in my career and my past life, it also comes with the cons, obviously the downfalls, but the pros of it are what I'm experiencing now. I'm able to look back and go, huh? So the questions that I might have, not only do I have, but other girls have. And other girls haven't had the experiences that I've had. And the guys have had watched me for so many years. And now they're like, huh? Well, now I can get her perspective. And I'm hoping it's a win-win for everyone, as it has been for me, which is why I love sharing. So my expectations when it comes to men doing better is simple. And I hope that you can take it with a grain of salt, because this is sort of years of personal research. But one of them is actually going to therapy and not just talking about it. You don't need another book quote. You need to sit with a professional. Unpack your stuff and come back with the tools that you need in your little, what's that called? Tool shed? Box? In your toolbox? Wow, am I blonde. Moving on. An expectation that I've had is that you're fixing your relationship with your mother or family, but with your mother. I know some guys don't want to hear this, but We're watching as how you deal with your mom and your family, but mostly your mom. And when you set those boundaries and you reconcile those old wounds, that speaks volumes to us. Consistently managing your money. Now, this is a rough one because finances, it's definitely on top next to sex of things that drive relationships to the freaking gutter, but can you pay your bills on time? That's all. Can you plan for the future without acting like TikTok is your retirement? You know, the basics. Practicing your emotional regulation daily. I know this is girl talk, but this is what we're looking at, because it's not enough to try not to yell, because growing is when you're handling your stress without disappearing, blowing up, or shutting down. Me, especially as a Latin woman, I'm coming back behind you. That's the toxic in me, but that's a whole nother episode. Oh no, you're not walking away from me. We are sitting here and we're gonna talk. We love when you can just not yell, but sit and talk to us. And owning your mistakes without needing a round of applause. When you apologize and then you're waiting for that gold star like your teacher used to do for you in kindergarten, women, no, we crave men who can say, babe, I was wrong and here's how I'm going to fix it. That is what we're expecting as females when guys are telling us that, yeah, babe, I'm doing better. Now, the other side of the coin, what does the reality look like? When I say reality, I mean the research that I've done, the legwork of asking fellow females, my girlfriends, just perusing social media. I will be up all night. It is not uncommon for you to see me post on Instagram at 4 a.m. People think, what is she in London? No, I'm in the US for the most part, but I don't sleep. My brain is constantly thinking. And when I was researching this episode, I realized that there was some common themes that women were experiencing about what really men are doing that's annoying the shit out of them, because they're saying, no, honey, this isn't growing. I'm glad you think it is, but this isn't it. Buying a candle, deleting social media for a week, but you're coming back with a burner account. You're posting therapy quotes without going to therapy. It's great that you can recite something from Marcus Aurelius, which I, as I said earlier, I've done myself, but you're not exactly having a therapist. So really, you're just cosplaying. And we all know that I know a lot about cosplaying. You're going to the gym once or twice a week, and then once, and then never. But you're lecturing everyone on discipline. Your NoFap challenge announcements. When I looked this one up, it was something about no sex November or whatever. And it's like, listen, abstaining isn't the same as addressing why you need constant stimulation. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, in the next couple of weeks, we are getting down and dirty on that topic. So definitely stick around for that one. When you're overcorrecting with these alpha male podcasts, I can appreciate a really good podcast. Hey, I'm giving you one right now. But listening to a guy scream at you can't be healing. He's just programming you to buy his courses. When you're switching your vices instead of addressing the root of the problem. Yay, honey, you quit drinking? That's awesome. Oh, but now you're taking 5 pre-workouts a day. And a big one that I saw was, I'm working on myself, but never apologizing. It's not about the self-help books. It's about owning your mistakes in real time. Personally, I think the number one mistake that men make is thinking that this growing has to be perfect. Like if they mess up once, they've ruined everything. And of course, I can't speak from experience because I'm an all natural woman, but real growth can't be about never messing up. Shouldn't it be more about maybe messing up less, admitting it faster, and actually trying again? Because there is some very higher power that watches over us every day, all day. And he doesn't want us to be perfect. He wants us to just try. Just try. These last couple of months have been an extreme spiritual journey for me. And I have seen things very differently than I used to even 5 years ago. The comfort that I have in myself and the peace in my heart that I'm building, because I'm not perfect, every day struggling. And this is very vulnerable talk right now, but every day is a struggle. And removing that sense of perfection for me as a female has been the best feeling. And as a male, where it is embodied in you, I understand now something that I didn't understand 5 or 10 years ago when I saw men so differently. The way that I see them now and these expectations versus the reality is no wonder depression is so high, and yet so many are trying to do better. Because, babe, if you're messy but still trying, you're already ahead. Let's pause real quick. If you're into this conversation and you're nodding along like, yep, that's my man, or maybe even, damn, that's me, then don't just sit here quietly. Hit that follow button right now so you don't miss the next episode. And if you're more of a visual learner, please go ahead and check out the YouTube channel, Bridget Unfiltered. The episode link is always in the episode description of each and every episode. And if you're really about that support life, share this with a friend. Because let's be honest, we all know at least one guy who needs to hear this. And maybe a girl. It's fair to say that we've established that growing is not perfect. It's messy. But how do you tell if a guy's actually doing the work versus just talking about it? Let me tell you a little story because I've seen this play out firsthand. I was really good friends with this guy in college. He swore he was in his quote-unquote self-improvement era. And this is before what you see now on TikTok, because I was in the era where Facebook still had college emails in order to get in. And I was your typical sorority girl, so just imagine the types that I hung out with. I'm not pigeonholing anyone, but if you know, you know. Shout out Greek life at Kent State U. And at first, when this happened, I was impressed. He had a journal. He went to the gym. And he even started reading. Or at least he made it seem like he was. He was carrying a book in his backpack. I can't remember for the life of me the title. I just remember being in the student center and sitting for lunch. He passed through me and he was just reading his book and he tripped like 3 or 4 times. And I just kept watching. I'm like, oh, he must be watching, like reading porn or something. And it wasn't until we were all at a party and I was dating the president of the fraternity. I know, so cliche, but said kid was in his room reading. And I asked him, I'm like, are you done? Like, what are you doing? Are you looking at porn? Because at that time we had magazines and all that. And he's like, no. And he showed me the book, but I can't remember the title of it. So anyway, back to it. One night he completely lost his temper over something really dumb. A couple of weeks later, after I caught him in the bedroom reading and noticing that he was just walking around, and he told me that he was writing things down and he was always at the gym. And I was just thinking it's all just bullshit, just him getting bigger for maybe, I don't know, looking hot. And I'm sure he was. But there was something more there, obviously, now that I've gotten older and I look back on it. And he lost his shit while he was in a party. We were all drinking. I was doing an upside down keg stand. Yeah, I did. I was that girl. An upside down keg stand in Uggs and a mini skirt. Oh my God. And out of the corner of my eye, I saw my boyfriend at the time and his fraternity brother, this kid, just going at it, losing his shit. Of course, you have your different relationships with different people. So there could have been many fights that happened. And there was and have been, but you don't pay close attention to them. You just let them go. Usually 10 out of 10, it's harmless. And this was harmless. It was just, you could tell that there was something heated happening between both of them. And I noticed that he didn't get violent. When I say violent, again, I mean something very easy like, maybe pushing or whatever, but nothing like what we see now. There weren't any guns being drawn or anything. Just typical male dude, testosterone at a high. But he caught himself in the middle of the party. He caught himself. He looked around and said, I'm sorry, guys. That was on me. He helped my boyfriend up from the floor. Yeah, he helped him up from the floor and gave him a hug and was like, bro, I'm sorry. That was on me. The whole room stopped And then got back to a massive rager. We lost our shit that night. We were having such a good time. But the wild part is that he just apologized. Full stop. And even though I was in a drunken haze, I did realize that this man actually did something. He wasn't the same guy from a couple of months ago. He was actually growing. And it's in these quiet, uncomfortable moments when you're triggered that when you really know that it's not for anyone else, it's not a performance, but it's for you. And instead of defaulting to his old habits, he took a breath and he handled it differently. And this is why I go back to the beginning of the episode when people say, you know, who do you think you are? And again, I'm nobody, but I have experience. And it's moments like these that might have gone to the wayside from just being college, drunken messes, because of where I'm at now and because of what I've gone through in the adult industry and because of the massive amounts of conversations that I've had with men. It's having that little moment in college where for a split second I noticed he did the work. He really was working on himself. And he basically went from this rage baiting guy to, what? You're gonna help him off the floor and take accountability for it? Like, bro, that was on me. That was awesome. And I'm so glad that I got to witness that because I held on to it in my heart. And it's where I can tap into it when the world tells us that men are all full of shit. Men are all full of shit is what we're told. That it's no wonder so many of us women are lacking in supporting because all men are full of shit and it's not the case. We shouldn't be diminishing the small steps that any of you are taking, regardless of the expectation that we have. That's the thing about real change. It doesn't show up on an Instagram post. It just shows up in the middle of a Tuesday night keg fest with your sorority and fraternity, and you're just getting ready to drink and you're puking until you raise money for Asperger's. Just kidding. So that's when I realized, okay, so he's not just pretending. He's actually trying. And I got to see that and witness that in real time. So that's what I want to give you today. Let's give you a checklist. How is it that you can know if a man is really doing the work versus just buying the candles and just posting that he's going to have a no-fap November, yet he doesn't because you catch him in the bathroom reading porn? Let's break it down. He apologizes without the TED talk. When a guy is serious, he can actually say, I messed up. I'm sorry. And stop there. No excuses. No spinning it back on us. Psychologists call this taking accountability. And it's one of the clearest signs of emotional maturity. Research from the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships shows that sincere apologies, ones without excuses, actually rebuild trust faster than any other repair attempt. Building consistency in small habits is definitely a sign of real growth because it looks like tiny, boring little shifts over time. Going to bed earlier, actually showing up when he says he will, following through on the little stuff. According to the American Journal of Lifestyle Medicine, consistency in even small health habits like daily walks or some sort of sleep hygiene that you might have predicts long-term change far more than extreme short-term overhauls. So if he's consistent around a 3-week mark, you're not seeing a phase. You're definitely seeing progress. He sets up boundaries with himself. And this is a big one. because it's easy to set boundaries with other people. Don't text me after 10 p.m. or no, I'm not drinking tonight. But when a man starts setting boundaries with himself, like limiting screen time, budgeting his money, or just cutting back on old habits, that's a whole other level. It shows self-control. And according to the American Psychological Association, self-regulation is directly tied to higher relationship satisfaction and reduced stress. So when he's not just controlling you, but actually controlling himself, yeah, girl, that's growing. He sticks with his growth quietly. Here's a controversial one. Growth that's real usually doesn't need a press release. If every therapy session becomes an Instagram post, if a workout ends up on TikTok, unless he's an influencer, that's not growth. And don't get me started on that one. That's just branding. That's just marketing, which is a job. It's just a job. A 2023 study from Cyber Psychology, Behavior, and Social Networking found that people who overshare self-improvement online are much more likely to be performing for validation rather than sustaining real change. That's a hard pill to swallow, especially for someone like myself. So if his progress is happening behind the scenes in boring, quiet ways, that's usually a green flag. And I know this firsthand because, like I mentioned earlier, I've been going through quite a journey for the past about 3 to 4 months. All summer, I was in damn near isolation. And it's because it's a journey that I'm going through, but privately. And my heart is just bursting with joy and looking for the ways to organically and authentically be me. And I'm so blessed to have this platform because I'm able to do so. So my work balance with my real life balance all kind of commingle now, contrary to what it used to be, where I had a very split compartmentalization between work life and private life in order for me to survive. And I am so grateful for that right now. So that's why when I say it's a little hard for me because it's my job, but it's also what I'm going through in real life. And finally, one major notice that I came across that was a collective was that he recovers faster after setbacks. Real growth doesn't mean he's never slipping. It just means that he's bouncing back faster when he does. Maybe he relapsed into old habits. Maybe he had a bad night. Maybe he did lose his cool. The difference is, does he stay stuck there or is he getting back on track? According to Harvard Health, resilience, that bounce back, you know, factor is one of the strongest predictors of long-term success in both personal and relationships. So if he gets up quicker after falling down, that's a great sign and a sign that even I look for. Now, ladies, let's talk about our roles in this, because it's one thing to spot if he's doing the work, but it's another thing to figure out what you're supposed to do with it. Spoiler, we're not their life coach. We're their girlfriends. We're their friends. We're their wives. We're their partners. You're not his free therapist. You're not his accountability coach. And if you've ever felt like you're dating a man for his potential instead of his actual reality, this part's for you. We have to look for consistency, not promises. Men that are saying things like, I'm working on myself or I'm in my growth era, cute, but I'm not buying it. I'm looking at the consistency. According to psychologist Dr. John Narcros, who studied habit change for over 30 years, only about 20% of people sustain change long-term. And the ones who do rely on consistent action, not these dramatic declarations. So if he's saying he's healing but disappears for 2 weeks, no, you're not, honey. You're just branding yourself. And stop playing life coach. If you find yourself Googling, and I've done this a million times, on how to fix my boyfriend's attachment style at like 2 a.m., that is a red flag for you, not him. Supporting someone's growing does not mean carrying it on your back. Research once and again is showing that women in relationships where they overfunction, basically doing the emotional labor for their partner, report higher stress and lower relationship satisfaction. Translation, it's not your job to manage his growth. You're his partner, not his program manager. That's a little ASMR for you there. We need to be encouraging without enabling. There's a fine line between encouraging and enabling excuses. I noticed that encouragement sounds more like, babe, I'm so proud of you for sticking with therapy. Enabling sounds more like, it's okay you screamed. It's okay, honey. It's okay that you screamed at me. I know you're working on yourself. Nope. Big difference. One supports the effort, the other excuses bad behavior. And if he's actually doing the work, he won't want you to excuse the old him. He'll want you to hold him accountable to the new him. And girl, I know this one for a fact. You have to protect your own energy. Here is the realest advice I can give you. Protect yourself while he's figuring it out. Growth takes time. And if you're constantly waiting for him to catch up, you're gonna burn out. A 2022 study from the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships found that people who prioritize their own self-care while supporting a partner's change reported stronger long-term outcomes, both personally and relationally, you know, with relationships. So if you're exhausted trying to fix him, step back. Just step back. Your job is to walk with him, not drag him up the mountain. All right, so let's land the plane, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about why men start trying to grow, how messy it looks when they do, the signs that he's actually doing the work, and what else women should do and shouldn't do while it's happening. And here's what I want you to take away. Unfiltered masculinity isn't about being this flawless creature. It's just about being in the arena. You're trying, you're feeling, you're apologizing, and you're getting back up again. It's not always sexy. It's not always Instagram worthy, but it's real. And honestly, that's what makes it powerful, because a man who keeps showing up imperfectly is way stronger than the one who pretends to have it all together. And you know what this reminds me of? Proverbs 24:16, for thou the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. That verse hits different when you think about growth, because falling isn't failure, staying down is. And the real measure of a man isn't how many times he's tripping, it's about how many times he's getting back up and keeps moving. So to the men listening, start small. Apologize quicker. Keep one promise to yourself this week. Don't wait until you feel like a finished product to show up, because none of us are. And growth is the process, not the destination. And to my ladies, support him, but we can't save them. Celebrate his effort, but don't confuse potential with actual proof. Protect your peace while you cheer him on, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. That's it for today's episode of Bridget Unfiltered. Now I want to hear from you. What is the funniest or most eye-opening "my man is working on himself" story you've lived through. DM the show, comment at Bridget Unfiltered on Instagram, send a carrier pigeon. We'll take it all. And I'll share some of the best ones in the next episode. And if this conversation hit home, share with a friend, hit follow, and check out the YouTube channel for clips, because trust me, the conversations are not stopping here. I'm your host, Bridget, and it is my honor and pleasure to be in your ear this morning, evening, or afternoon, or in your car, or in your earlobes while you're walking your dog or at the gym. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye.